The auto show is going on, and I wanted to mention this, and I talk about this every year. There are some new car options I would love to see, like a speaker in your front grill, and you have like a microphone on the dashboard, and if you want to talk to drivers, you just pick up your microphone, and then you can speak through that speaker, which would be in the front of your car. Because, you know, sometimes you want to talk to drivers who are doing something maybe they shouldn't be doing. And then I'd also like to have a button on the dashboard, and if you press it, thick black smoke emerges from the exhaust pipe in case somebody's tailgating you. So you would just hit that button, and they'd be completely engulfed in smoke. Now, so far, I do not believe any of the car makers are offering those things. But I was thinking, you probably have some ideas, and if you like us to, if you'd like to share them with us, you know, maybe later we can set something up. So if you go to our show page at WGNRadio.com, we can create a page where you can write in some of your suggestions. But meantime, if you want to email us or text us, I'll tell you how to do that. The email here is bobshow@wgnradio.com, bobshow@wgnradio.com. And the text line is the same as the phone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So maybe this week we can share some ideas for new car options we'd like to see.
Should I write in my suggestion as well?
Oh yeah, I bet you have a. You have a few. Amanda.
I certainly have one right now.
You're looking for the powerful Mach 5. It sounds like Speed Racer's car with all the little buttons on the steering wheel that had the saws come out in the front. You know,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Amanda, what's your idea?
Oh, just you're not allowed to get into your vehicle. You know. An AI scan, because, you know, we have to have the robots do, you know, things for good. You're not allowed in your car unless you know the basic rules of the road.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. We probably should have some sort of device, too, if you're driving around with your turn signal on for more than, like, you know, a minute and a half or something, something happens. Something happens to you. Have to work on
yeah,
that
but again,
one.
Just you know, you don't know how to turn it on or turn it off. You're not allowed to be in the vehicle, period. So it eliminates having to use black smoke or use the intercom in the grill. So
yeah,
just my idea.
The speaker system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get my vote, Amanda.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a self-driving feature in your car? Anybody use that? I was in a neighbor's Tesla once and. He was demonstrating it, but I don't have it in my vehicle. I don't know if I'd be afraid to use it or not. Anybody around here have it? Use it?
I do not have it.
Nope.
There's a story today about Ford. They are saying that their research has not found any signs that drivers find the technology confusing since it launched. They say if drivers pay attention, it can be actually safer. Ford's automated driving technology is safer, they say, than driving unassisted. Ford goes on to say, we have safety enabled more than half a billion miles of travel by helping drivers remain engaged. However, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that automating driving has proven challenging for many companies. They are probing Tesla's full self-driving system and the driverless robot taxis operated by Waymo. After two cars using Ford's Blue Cruise hit stopped cars a couple of years ago, the Transportation Safety Board began investigating fatal crashes involving the system. They say they have received more than 2,000 reports from drivers saying they experienced an issue with Blue Cruise or Ford's other automated driving features. The federal government saying last year system limitations detecting stationary vehicles while driving at night and at highway speeds appear to be factors in the collisions they're investigating and several near misses. It's kind of scary. I mean, when my friend was showing me the Tesla driving itself, I can't say I was relaxed. You could probably see demonstrations at the auto show going on now at McCormick Place. We were talking yesterday about how there are many new car options that we'd like to see, but we're not seeing them yet. I suggested a couple, having a speaker in the front of your car, like right in the grill, and then a microphone on your dashboard, and occasionally you could speak to other drivers who are bothering you, and then a black smoke button on the dash. You hit that, and black smoke comes out of your rear exhaust when somebody's tailgating you. And a lot of people had their own suggestions. Bob, I used to have a PA on my 1984 Cavalier, just like you're speaking about. Used to be fun to mess with people at the drive-thrus. Yeah, I bet. Hey, Bob, it's called a CB radio. You can pick one up at any garage sale for $10, and then you just put a cheap speaker out there behind your grill. CB radios have a PA function, and I'm pretty sure you can get the black smoke done at any custom shop. How about a sensor that activates when you don't clean your car of snow? Then your car won't start. New car suggestions. One, a fast oncoming approach for drivers coming up on you from behind doing 100 miles an hour. Two, an on-off flashing LED display in big letters on the back of the car that says, "Get off my ass." Okay. I think I was thinking Bob might be better off in Kit from Knight Rider. Marianne could track him better as he goes to the hot dog and beef places. Bob, I think your car tips idea is brilliant, and you should call it Bob Surratt's Wheelhouse. I'm in my think tank right now, and we'll have a brainchild for you tomorrow. All right. I'll be looking forward to that. We were just talking about driverless cars and the self-driving feature. Hey, Bob, maybe you could share this feedback about a Waymo self-driving ride. Waymo recently reached out to me for my feedback after I used their services in California. There was no loud radio, no burping. Yeah, that's what happens when there's no driver. And Waymo's braking is much smoother than my wife's. I happily gave them a 5-star rating. All right. Oh, and here's another idea for a new car option we'd really like to see. The windshield wiper fluid should be disabled while a car is in motion. People who clean their windshield while going down the highway, spraying the car behind them, should be thrown into a pit of hungry badgers. I guess some people do that, but hey, if your windshield is dirty while you're driving, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, especially when it's snowing and all that stuff comes in. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, all the salt is on there. Yeah.
Well, but and I the guess people that don't clear off the snow from the roof, and then you have your own little weather system when you're behind that person, then you have to do the windshield. So let's all follow the rules of the road,
Did you all see the video the other day? I think it went viral on Instagram and a couple other places where the ice fell off the truck and smashed the car window. They were driving behind it.
You know what? It's gotten so bad, not just with snow and ice, but just on a normal day, I try to avoid being behind trucks now because, and this has happened to me, stuff is flying off of those those trucks, and it lands, if not on your car, it's on the expressway. And at one time I hit one, and then how many times have you had your windshield cracked by something flying? And I've talked to people who work on replacement windows, and they're saying that they're seeing more business than usual. So, and somebody did suggest, Amanda, that I add to our list of new car options we'd like to see a vehicle that would not start in snowy weather unless it was cleared of all snow and ice.
Yes, and like I said yesterday, kind of the full body scan, the AI robots doing the good work. You know, you're not even allowed in the vehicle without knowing basic rules of the road. But then I thought about it. You could probably finagle the system so then if you do something stupid while driving, then the car just stops. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and I am Len O'Connor.
That's a good editorial. Mm-hmm. You need to know the rules of the road before you get in your car. I got another message here about the weather that I wanted to read, if I can find it here. Hold on a second. Well, let me do this in the meantime. More ideas for new car options we'd like to see. Your idea of shooting black smoke out of your car is terrible. I cycle out in the country, and diesel trucks make a point when directly in front of us. Then they kick out the rolling black smoke. Coal burn, they call it. Yeah, I was just saying, if you're being tailgated, it'd be nice to have a button. You press it, and thick black smoke comes out of the exhaust. You know, maybe not. Before we talk to John Williams, let's check in with the Chicago Auto Show chairman, Jason Roberts. Jason, good morning. This is the last weekend for the big show. How's it been going so far?
Hey, good morning. It's been going fantastic. Mother Nature has complied, so we've got some great weather, and looking forward to a big weekend.
Yeah, nothing gives you new car fever more than a spring-like day and smelling one of those new cars at the auto show. Tonight is Friday night flights. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got a great event. We're going to be down by the Goose Island trailer, and you know, it's an opportunity to come check out some vehicles. Have some IPAs, some libations, and enjoy everything that the auto show has to offer.
And then tomorrow, you can meet Tony Kukoc. He'll be there at McCormick Place between 1 and
yep.
2 o'clock. What's been the big story, as far as you're concerned, at this year's auto show, Jason?
Well, for me, I'm just excited that, you know, there's something for everybody. If you know, wherever you are in your shopping experience, you can compare all vehicles, the latest and greatest that the auto show industry has to offer, all under one roof. There's over 500 vehicles. And, you know, this year we have the opportunity for you to test drive both EV vehicles and gas powered on our indoor test tracks and outdoor test tracks. So there's literally something for everybody out there.
Yeah, cool. Well, we've been talking this week about new car options we'd like to see, so I'm going to have to get over there and see if any of those are available yet.
I've heard some interesting ones.
Yeah, well, you know, we have, it's early in the morning, and we have 4 hours to fill every day, so you'll have to excuse me. The auto show in Chicago, now they do an auto show in many cities in the country, but this one, is this the oldest one?
Yes, this is the longest running and the largest auto show. And like I said, we've got something for everybody. New this year, we've got the Chi-Town Alley, and it's more of like the car culture with custom builds, street-inspired rides. If you've seen a Fast and Furious type of vehicles, we've got those there. You know, there's just something for everybody to do. You know, bring your kids. We've got a family zone with kids powered power wheels test track and a racing simulator. You know, there's an overlanding area if you're into camping or glamping. You know, there's just something for everybody at the show.
Last weekend for the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place, it actually runs through Monday. Some people will be off for President's Day. You go through the day Monday there, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, Monday is actually a great opportunity because, you know, a lot of people are off of work or kids are home from school. So bring the whole family out or just you. You know, you come out and you'll see a wonderful assortment of vehicles, you know, and just be able to do it in a non-intrusive kind of atmosphere. You know, just shop around, look at all the different offerings at your own pace and at your own time, and hop behind the wheel of a vehicle and test drive it if you feel so inspired. And, you know, it's you know, I personally, I work out specifically so I can eat, and there's plenty of food to eat there at the show.
It's at McCormick Place. You can get tickets at the door, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's a very cheap option to shake off those winter blues tickets for $20 for adults, $15 for youth, and, you know, it's a very affordable opportunity to come out and see all what the auto industry has to offer.
Jason Roberts is the Auto Show Chairman. Thank you, Jason. I'll be sending you my ideas for new car options very soon. Appreciate you being with us this morning.
Yeah, a speaker on top of cars that we can communicate to one another.
Yeah, sometimes you like to talk to other drivers. Yeah. Have a good weekend and a good time at the show. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you so much.
And we're about an hour away from the John Williams Show. Good morning, John. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've always had an idea for an option they should have on cars. You want me to tell you what it is?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. It's what you guys were talking about. How does a car talk to another car? It only has one voice, and it has one word, and it's the horn. Mm-hmm. I think there should be, like, soft, medium, and hard, or, you know, a nuanced version. Think about that, because sometimes you're saying, no, go ahead, or sometimes it's, hey, watch out, or sometimes it's, you jerk. But the horn always sounds the same.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because sometimes you just want a light tap, but it doesn't always come out that way.
Right, right, right. So I think if I, like, hit my horn hard, but it was the, no, you go ahead, or excuse me, can I come around? Right? That's different than, come out of my way.
We'll add that to the list, along with my speaker in the front grill and also the button, so you get the thick black exhaust whenever somebody's tailgating you. So we'll send that over to the Auto Show.
Grzanich had a news story, I think, where was it Oak Park Police or Oak Brook Police? Instead of high-speed chase and maybe shooting at a car, they're going to hit some sort of grappler device that... It sounds like, you know, James Bond or something.
Yeah, it does. It does. Batman. I haven't heard that.
And it's going to shoot a tether out from their car to the wheel of the car they're chasing, right?
What?
And then it's going to grab it or stop it. I'm just making some of this up, Bob, but that sounded
That's absolutely right, John. That's exactly the story. It's Oak Brook Police have the new grappler.
And how do they aim it, and does it capture the wheel?
Yeah, I think it captures part of the rear wheel. With the net, somehow it knows. Maybe artificial intelligence is powering it. I don't know. Or maybe they just have to have a good aim.
Wait a minute. Is this somebody on horseback lassoing?
Right.
Somebody in another vehicle?
Yeah. This is very James Bond.
Speed Racer had a button on his steering column that had a device like that. But I can't believe that's a real thing.
I want to see the saws come out.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like Bob said earlier, the black smoke coming out of the back of the car.
Yeah, you need that for those people who are riding on your tail.
Missed it by that much.
Didn't Speed Racer also have a button, Andy, where if he pushes it, a passenger pigeon jumps out of the car and sends a message somewhere?
Oh, yeah. And it could also jump, remember? Exactly.
I didn't watch it. I was watching, you know, Masterpiece Theater. So.
That was Masterpiece.
Oh, Speed!